AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Unrelenting Iranian attacks on shipping traffic and energy infrastructure have again pushed oil above $100 a barrel. Iran has hit a container ship off the coast of Dubai, caused a blaze near Bahrain's international airport, targeted a major Saudi oil field with a drone attack, and forced Iraq to halt operations at the country's oil terminals after an attack on a port in the Persian Gulf. Meanwhile, American and Israeli strikes pounded the Islamic Republic with no end to the war in sight. Outdated information likely led to a U.S. deadly attack on an Iranian elementary school.
A new report says the military investigation has found it was the United States that struck the school.
I don't know about that.
President Trump responding to reporters Wednesday. The strike came in the opening hours of the war and killed more than 165 people, many of them children. Now a U.S. official and a second person briefed on the findings of a preliminary U.S. military investigation tell AP outdated intelligence likely led to U.S. forces carrying out the missile strike.
I want to know who is picking targets in Iran who may be responsible.
Senator Richard Blumenthal earlier this week.
The administration has failed to answer questions about the attack on that school.
In a letter, 45 Democratic senators are pressing Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on whether the U.S. was in fact culpable. Ben Thomas, Washington.
States are setting up new rules for cash purchases after the U.S. Mint stopped making pennies and the 1 cent coins are getting scarcer. Some states are considering legislation to allow or require businesses to round purchase totals to the nearest nickel. This is AP News. The United States has punched its tickets to the quarterfinals of the World Baseball Classic. The Americans got the help they needed from Italy, which beat Mexico 9-1 Wednesday night. A smartphone app did not help one soccer fan see his favorite team on the pitch.
A Spanish soccer fan had a ticket to see his favorite team in Britain, but he embarrassingly missed the match. Barcelona played Newcastle in the Champions League at St. James Park. But one Barcelona fan went to Exeter's St. James Park, 360 miles away. Third-tier Exeter City was playing Lincoln City the same night Barcelona was playing. The fan arrived at the turnstile shortly before kickoff, showed his ticket, and then realized his mistake. An Exeter team employee says the man had come from London, and his guess is he put St. James Park in his phone and then just followed the directions. He described the man as gutted and embarrassed. He saw Exeter City lose. His team, Barcelona, tied with Newcastle. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. It's a sale so nice, they do it twice a year. Save 50% site-wide on the world's best proteins, like legendary steaks, gourmet burgers, versatile chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code AUDIO when you shop omahasteaks.com today. Now is the time to save big on everything you need to serve up mouth-watering flavor, like USDA-certified tender steaks, perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland and delivered right to your door. With unrivaled quality and variety, every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop now at omahasteaks.com and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.